This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. If you're anything like us, you don't just book trips, you run the numbers first. Is this flight actually a deal? Is that premium card pulling its weight? Should I use points here or save them for something better? Well, that's exactly what Smart Travel dives into. They break down which travel cards actually earn their keep and which ones just look impressive in your wallet. They'll walk you through the quick math for knowing when to pay with points versus cash, and they explain how to get real value from your rewards instead of settling for that tiny reward button at checkout. It's thoughtful, research-backed travel finance delivered in a way that feels approachable and actually useful the next time you're about to hit purchase. Travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts. In the points and miles world, we spend so much time trying to find the perfect redemption. But what if I told you that one of the biggest opportunities to save money has nothing to do with points at all? It's the flights you've already booked. Because here's the reality, every time you book a flight, there's a very real chance you overpaid and you didn't even know it. Airline prices change constantly after you book, but most people never go back to check. So what if there was a way to automatically track your flights, reprice them when they drop, and put money back in your pocket without you lifting a finger? Well, that's exactly what we're getting into today with the founder of the relatively new app, Autopilot.
Imagine pursuing your dreams of exploring the world's most exquisite destinations without the extravagant price tag. This is the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast, hosted by DeAndre Koch, founder of Boldly Go and an expert in financial planning as recognized by Forbes. This podcast is your bridge to a world where travel savvy meets luxury. With DeAndre's unique financial planning perspective, you'll glean insights on making the most of credit card loyalty points and miles for travel that doesn't just move you, but takes you places that you may have never thought possible. Expect the most up-to-date credit card strategies for points and miles, stories from successful professionals on how they integrate travel into their busy lives, and other captivating stories from around the globe. Whether you're a seasoned traveler or just starting out, join us in exploring the best of global travel and learn how to experience nearly free luxury travel around the world yourself. Your journey transforms here, igniting our revolution in the world of travel.
Welcome to the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast. I'm your host, DeAndre Koch. I have a guest I am super excited to have on today, but before we introduce him, a few quick housekeeping notes. First, you can catch all these episodes in their full entirety on our YouTube channel, as well as for those that watch our podcasts on just YouTube. Don't forget, every Friday we have our Quick Hits. That's our audio-only points and miles and travel updates that come out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere else you can catch your audio-only version of the podcast. We do have our vlog channel on YouTube as well, and I'm really excited that we now have our podcast library. So on our site, we have it linked in the show notes. If you are a beginner, you want to see all of our episodes that are just for beginners or on flight strategies or advanced strategies or business owners and a lot of other different categories, we have all that in a library for you. You can click a button and see everything that lines up within those filters. And also, before we get to the guests, wherever you're watching or listening to this, please don't forget to give this a like, subscribe. We'd love a 5-star rating and review. Now, I've got to introduce someone that I'm really excited to have on the show because he's got a site, an app, a product I would call that is revolutionary. And you know the name of the show, Revolutionizing Your Journey. It's about revolutionizing the way we do travel. And it is something that I've been interested in learning more about. Candidly, I have not used yet, but I have a feeling after this episode, I'm going to be using it myself. So Sam, welcome to the show. Sam Hollander is the founder of Autopilot, and I heard about it, and I was interested to learn more, and I was like, why not go direct to the source? So Sam, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely, Sam. I know people are going to be like, well, what is Autopilot? We're going to get there first. But before we get to what Autopilot even is, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Where are you now? And then how'd you get so focused into the travel/points and miles world in general?
Yeah, absolutely. First off, thank you very much for having me. I am Sam. I'm one of the co-founders of a company called Autopilot. I have been an entrepreneur as long as I can remember. What started, I grew up in the New York area, so what started doing marketing for the local, quite literally, bagel and pizza shop turned into a passion for technology. And at the same time, I have had a very deep interest in the points, miles, and travel space. That first started when we were in Aruba on a family trip, and my dad told me that the entire trip was pretty much paid for using some Chase points. And I was like, this is too good to be true. There's no way that this can actually pay for an entire trip. So that kind of set me down the rabbit hole. I got my first credit card quite literally on my 18th birthday, have been in this travel hacking, optimizing space for a while as I'd been building companies. There became a point in 2022 when I was looking to start something in the travel space. I ended up starting a small points and miles search engine, only to realize that that market had increasingly become very saturated, and was looking to start something that was really, not being done by somebody else, and wanted to really become a leader in the space. And so that's when I came up with the idea for Autopilot, which was all born out of the fact that I was repricing my tickets myself and realized that there's a massive opportunity here where people overpay for their flights, and oftentimes they don't even know that they've overpaid for their flights. And how can we provide a service that helps them make sure that they get the best deal on the plane every single time? And as we've grown over the past 2 years, that's now expanding just from flights to also hotels. And in the future, there are other opportunities that we can go after to make sure that customers of ours never overpay for their travel. And so that is how I got to Autopilot, and would love to talk more about the company and what we do.
Perfect. Perfect, Sam. I love that breakdown and kind of the start of where you came from and then how you got to where you are today. And honestly, just finding a unique element or angle in the points and miles space, because you're right. Right around 2022, I think if you had caught it maybe 2 or 3 years earlier, the point aggregator search engine was huge, right? A lot of them kind of came out at the same time, because basically the only one that existed initially once it came out was point.me, and then boom, we had all these other options. So completely understand, and I think you made a smart move to be able to pivot and find something even more unique. So can you talk us through, I mean, at a high level, you said, okay, it takes away the manual repricing. And for better or for worse, post-COVID, of course, pretty much every single airline here in the country makes it so now you can basically do a flight change for free, where there's not a fee to make a change. You have to obviously pay the difference or get refunded back the difference, but you don't have to actually pay a fee, which allows then for us to reprice things when things go down. I'm curious, logistically, how does this actually work? If I just go to American Airlines, which I'm a frequent flyer of, and I buy a flight from, I don't know, Norfolk to New York or whatever it may be, do I have to tell Autopilot I've booked that? Is it automatically pulling it in, tracking my emails? Like, can you talk to the logistics of how this actually works in practice?
Sure. So from a very high level, Autopilot takes in a reservation that a customer gives us. We track the price. And if a qualifying price drop occurs, we can get into what qualifying is in a second. If a qualifying price drop occurs, we work with the airline to get you the savings on your behalf. So you don't have to do anything. There's no action needed on your behalf. There are three ways to import reservations into Autopilot. The first, and the one that customers generally love the most just because it's the easiest, is a Gmail link where we can pull in automatically all of the qualifying reservations that you've booked in your account without you having to do anything. We only look at the travel confirmation emails, and those will automatically get added as you continually book flights. If you wanted a little bit more privacy, you can also forward your trip confirmations to trips@withautopilot.com. Or if you wanted to say, hey, I just want to manually add everything in the app, you can also do that by just giving us your confirmation number, your first name, last name, and date of birth. And then we're able to grab the information for the flights. And so we handle all of the tracking and essentially the repricing. So there is nothing that the customer has to do in order to save money outside of tell us, hey, we booked this flight. Can you track it for savings? And the last thing I'll mention is customers have the option at any point for any reason to turn off tracking within the app. So if a customer says, hey, you know, I wanted to save money, but now you know, maybe I might change this flight. I don't want to reprice, or maybe, hey, it's end of year. I'm going after status and I, you know, I want to pay the higher amount so I can reach the status tier. You can turn off tracking at any point inside the Autopilot app. And that means we won't track it for savings. We won't reprice it if savings happen.
So when that happens, what about if I booked a flight and I now need to cancel said flight, and I not just need to, I actually do. Are you pulling in the confirmation of the cancellation as well, or do I need to go into the app and say, hey, I've canceled this, so that you guys aren't trying to rebook or reprice a ticket that doesn't exist anymore?
Yeah, great question. Right now, when you cancel a flight, there is no option for us to reprice a canceled reservation. So it kind of nets out to be nothing. We do always appreciate if you mark it in app, because oftentimes it takes a few days for our service to essentially make sure that a flight is canceled or still valid. But all that to say that if you cancel the flight, there's no risk of being repriced, because we can't reprice a reservation that's already been canceled.
Got it. Okay. Now, in actual practice, how often are prices actually dropping? And the reason why I say this, because one of the things I talked about on the show before is that nowadays, basically, I mean, you can essentially buy any plane ticket and then just use Google Flights to track it. And if it drops, you know, you don't have to try to time or, you know, buy a flight on just a Tuesday anymore or anything like that, because it's the best time, or it used to be the best day to buy flights. But I'm curious, do you have metrics on how often are flights actually dropping, or is there still kind of a sweet spot where if you time it right, it likely won't go lower? I'm sure you have a lot more data now backing your system and your software. So any thoughts on that specifically?
Yeah, we have tons of data. Here is where we stand from that front. Customers can do this through Google Flights. As I'm sure you know, Google Flights is only going to tell you that the prices have changed. They don't actually do anything on your behalf. Autopilot acts as that agent to get you the lower fare for your flight. And so that is kind of the core difference between just setting a Google Flights alert and using Autopilot. What we do see is that airlines reprice their inventory a few times a day at what we'll call very predictable intervals. And so we have a lot of that data to suggest, hey, you know, we know the airline is about to readjust the prices for this flight or these groups of flights. Let's go out and check it. And so we have a very short time from the time that we've detected a price drop to the time that we've actually claimed the savings. Whereas if you set a Google Flights alert, it takes some time for Google Flights to kind of crawl the airline or, you know, send an alert, various things like that. Whereas we've kind of set up this system over the years such that we are finding price drops as close to when the airline publishes them as possible, and then claiming them immediately. So again, we do have a lot of data there to make sure that we're getting it as soon as possible. We only make money when we save our customers money. And so we are highly incented with our customer to make sure that we get the price drops every single time.
Yeah, that's a perfect segue, because I'm really curious. When I was doing some research, I think you claim your model is a pay only when you win, right? And you had used terminology just a few minutes ago that said qualifying flights or price drop. So can you talk a little bit more about the model? How does this actually work? Where do we pay? Where do you get paid? How does the model actually work from a financial standpoint? Why should I opt to use Autopilot, which I guess I understand automation is very helpful, but if there's a cost, why not just do it myself?
That's a great question. To directly answer that question first, and then I'll kind of backtrack into some of the qualifying stuff that we were talking about before. When we talk about these price drops, as I just mentioned before, they happen on rather predictable intervals. And when we look at the time from price drop to Google Flights notification, in most cases, we've already repriced the reservation. And so also at the same time, we are finding customers' hidden money. And that's what we hear from our customers that they love the most, is like, hey, this is money I already spent, and it's money now back in my pocket. And so I'm happy to pay a service for that. There will be some people possibly listening to this that are do-it-yourself people, and you're totally free to do that. We, you know, totally encourage that. For the people that want a set it and forget it solution, Autopilot was built exactly for them. As we talk about qualifying price drops, so Autopilot supports flights that are booked through 5 of the 6 major airlines in the US. So American, Alaska, Delta, JetBlue, and United. Southwest is coming soon. When the price drops by more than $20, on a reservation that's not a basic economy reservation, that doesn't have an elite upgrade, and a few other minor qualifiers, including that it was booked directly with the airline, not through an OTA or online travel agency or third party. So for example, like Amex Travel wouldn't qualify or Chase Travel wouldn't qualify. As long as it is a qualifying price drop, Autopilot will work with the airline to get you the lower fare once those price drops happen. And so that is how customers can essentially take advantage of Autopilot service. And the last thing I'll mention is on our business model, as you mentioned, DeAndre, yes, we operate on a win-win or it's free model, which essentially means that we take 25% of the amount that we've saved that is charged to a Link card only after we have saved you money. If we don't save you anything, it's absolutely completely free to track your reservations. Again, we don't make money if we don't save you money. And so if the price drops, that means that you got the best deal from the time you booked until the time you took off. And at the same time, you know, where we make our money is in saving people money.
Well, as the financial advisor in me, right, I love the saving people money element, but I'm curious now from a process standpoint, because when I think about this, so you helped qualify a lot of things, right? So no basic economy, no OTAs like Amex Travel or Chase Travel, whatever it may be. However, if I go to the framework then and say, okay, I've bought a ticket. My ticket on American Airlines was, let's just say it's $1,000 for my plane ticket that I just got, but I didn't choose the fully refundable option, which would have been $300 more. I just chose the regular option, so they're not refunding me to the card. I'm getting a flight credit. So let's just say, for easy numbers, my ticket was $1,000. Autopilot has found the same ticket, same everything, for $900, so it's $100 savings. In this case, what I'm hearing is you guys would rebook, get it repriced at $900, and you'd take 25%, so $25. My question now is how do I pay that $25 if I'm not getting a refund back to my credit card? I'm only getting a flight credit.
Great question. The $25 is charged to a linked credit card that you link to Autopilot. So the airline issues, in the example you've given, the airline would issue 100% of the savings to you, DeAndre, and you would then pay via a linked card to Autopilot 25% of those savings. Now, the question is, are you going to use that travel credit before it expires? And for the vast majority of people listening, given that American Airlines trip credits are transferable, they can kind of be used by anybody, the answer is almost always yes, although everybody has their own situation and I don't want to advise there, but most of our customers get very good use out of it. And so they are essentially getting trip credits back, or in some cases, refundable refunds back to the original form of payment if they had booked a refundable fare originally at 25 cents on the dollar.
After hearing our episode on Autopilot, Brian signed up, and within 12 hours, he got $65 in Delta flight credits and saved over 6,000 SkyMiles on flights he had already booked. Autopilot helps make sure you never overpay for travel again by automatically tracking your flights and hotels and repricing them when prices drop, without you constantly checking airline apps or hotel websites yourself. It keeps your same seats, your same cabin, your same itinerary, and now even tracks hotel rates too. You don't have to do anything but sign up and let it work in the background. And the best part is, you only pay when they've actually saved you money. If you want to try it out, head to boldlygo.world/autopilot or click the link in the description. And if you use promo code BOLDLYGO, you'll get your first month of the pro version completely free. Autopilot, never overpay for travel again. Okay, got it. So I've made savings. I'm getting those savings 100% to me, and I'm just paying that out of pocket to you. So hypothetically, I mean, even if it's a massive savings of $1,000 saving on, business class ticket I paid in cash or whatever it may be, which I probably wouldn't because it's that. But anyway, I digress. I've saved $1,000. I'm going to see a charge for $250, but that $250 means that I just saved $750 basically on that note. Is that, I'm tracking that properly?
Yeah, and we get this question a lot from people who are like, hey, you know, I don't want to have a surprise $1,000 charge on my card. And all of that kind of scales with essentially the cost of the ticket. If you've spent $300 on a ticket, the absolute maximum we could save you, I mean, by definition would be $300, but that would also mean we cancel the ticket, which doesn't happen. you know, more likely than not, we're not saving you more than, call it, you know, $100 on a $300 ticket, of which our fee is only $25. So yes, technically, you know, we do charge 25% of the savings. However, that all kind of depends on what you are essentially paying for the ticket and what a reasonable amount of savings are. Again, on a $100 fare from, you know, New York to Charlotte, for example, it's very unlikely that we're going to save you more than, call it, $20. And so all that to say that, you know, it all scales with the cost of the ticket.
Now, Sam, I got a question. I don't know if you can answer this because obviously you have some sort of proprietary secret sauce in here. So if we can't get into it, that's completely fine. But I am curious, is this AI like booking itself? Because I get that there's research, there's tracking, all that, right? The computers do all that. But when it comes to actually contacting American Airlines, Delta, United, all these different places, is that a real person that's actually getting this done, or is a computer just chatting, whatever it may be? Because my follow-up to that is, what's the risk of an error or an issue where I thought I had a flight savings and now my flight is wonked, basically, and I can't find the same flight for a reasonable cost anymore? What's the risk in that? And I mean, that can be whether it's a person or a computer, but I'm just curious as to like the back end of how we're actually making this happen.
Yeah, we have a little bit of a secret sauce that we keep pretty close to heart. However, we have been doing this for over 2 years. We have set up plenty of rigorous checks, so things like seat assignments, cabin class, itinerary details, refundability status. We verify that everything stays intact, and our incentive structure really kind of reinforces that. If something went wrong, which doesn't really ever happen, but if it did, we would be the first to feel it, because again, we only make money when we save you money. And so again, we've been doing this for 2 years. We feel very good about all of the checks that we have in place to make sure that everything stays the same across our customers' reservations.
Got it. Perfect. Now, I'm actually curious, when you're doing these repricing, does the booking reference actually typically change, or does it stay the same? Because I know, well, sometimes it can be a full cancellation and a rebook, but it sounds like maybe it's more of a flight change, but with their new pricing. Because I know, and you're probably familiar with the app like Flighty or TripIt are two apps that I use extensively in travel, which just make travel so much easier when you're traveling a lot. And I feel like if there were these changes, that could make the tracking and all the things that we use to make travel more smoothly, even though we're saving money, can be a little bit of a headache. So can you talk to that a little bit for those of us that like all these other apps to keep us organized for our travels?
Yeah. To specifically answer your question, the record does not change. So your reservation will stay the same. Your confirmation number will stay the same. All we're doing is we are changing essentially the fare that's attached to your reservation for the exact same flights, the exact same seats, the exact same confirmation number. Again, the only thing that changes in there is the fare. That also means that you will, for those who are technically inclined here, you will get a new ticket number, but again, everything else stays the same. And then the only last thing that is worth mentioning is that for some elite travelers, those who, for example, need to book into a specific RBD or fare code, like the single letter associated with the cabin, so for example, Economy Y, that code, that letter might change, which again, may impact a very select number of elite travelers, but for the vast majority of people, you know, you're sitting in Economy, it doesn't really matter what that letter code is, but just it is worth noting that sometimes that letter code will change.
Sam, I'm loving this conversation because this is why I wanted to reach out to you directly, because I have all these just questions as we're talking more. I'm thinking more questions. I'm hoping these are also questions that my listeners would be thinking as they are wondering if they even A, knew this existed, or B, like me, kind of knew it existed, but just didn't have time to really get into the how does it work, get into the sauce of it. I'm trying to think through real case scenarios for myself right now. Another example I'm going to ask you. So I fly American Airlines pretty much all the time, so I have good status with them. Oftentimes, I'll book an economy ticket just knowing that I can book the exit row, all the things, and I have a good chance, since I'm not in flying in and out of DFW all the time, I have a good chance of being upgraded. Now, not always, but a good chance. And sometimes I'll see, okay, I've booked a flight, I've paid for economy, and then closer to, I might look and see about that upgrade, right? Just paying for an upgrade to get into the business class cabin. And let's just say that's, I don't know, whatever the cost is, $300 or whatever it may be. I know you mentioned before if you've done like upgrades and other things, or again, there's qualifiers in there. Does that automatically exclude now this ticket from being able to be repriced, or is it now tracking, okay, well, you paid $300, but now to get business class, it's only $200 for the upgrade? And I've actually never, this is one thing, I've never actually ever tried to reprice. I don't even know if it's possible, but is it possible to kind of reprice that upgrade that you just paid for, if that makes sense?
Yeah, that's a great question. There are a few things to unpack there to make this very clear. Autopilot will never reprice a reservation unless we can guarantee that the seat that you had will stay the seat that you will have after we reprice. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't, after the fact, go in and change your seat or do another upgrade, whatever it may be. But if we can't make sure that the seats stay the same, we will not reprice, and it is just essentially ineligible. You talk about something very interesting there with upgrade offers, because if you're an American Airlines Elite, or if you're listening to this and you're an Elite status member of any of the other airlines, you may notice that really over the last 3 to 5 years, airlines have made complimentary upgrades based on Elite status that much harder to get in favor of now selling those seats to people as upgrade offers. Now, the silver lining here is that those seats that they're selling as upgrade offers are generally lower in price than they were a few years ago. And so the airlines are now able to generate a little bit more revenue from people by selling these upgrade offers instead of giving them away for free to an elite. Now, there's a lot of debate around, you know, maybe it is worth giving it to an elite because they'll spend more money over the lifetime of, you know, their loyalty. But all that to say that we saw this at Autopilot, and it's a pain point for me. It's been a pain point that we've heard from a lot of our customers. And so what Autopilot now offers is a feature where we track upgrade offers. So if you said, hey, I live in New York, so I'm flying JFK to LAX and I want to upgrade to Premium Select. Yeah, maybe for whatever reason, my employer only pays for Comfort Plus, but I want to upgrade to Premium Select. My willingness to pay is like $200. Hey, let me know if the upgrade price to Premium Select drops below $200, and then I will go and upgrade. We allow at Autopilot you the ability to track the price of those upgrade offers. And then there are two products that we offer. One of them is just purely an alert. So we'll send you an email and just say, hey, we found your upgrade offer. It's lower than what you told us you wanted, and it's your time to go and upgrade. Or we also have a done for you option where we will process the upgrade for you on your behalf.
Sam, okay, that's super interesting. So there's different models there. I guess I can choose a slider, alert me at this threshold. And again, I'm asking these questions as someone who has not gone through and unpacked the app and all the different things. So I'm absolutely 100% going to do that afterwards. But I'm curious then, okay, so I have the upgrade. Instead of going to my American Airlines app and looking through every single flight I have upcoming and checking what the cost of an upgrade is, can I kind of very intuitively see that for all of my flights upcoming? Whether it's alerted me that it's below a threshold or not, is there an easy way to kind of view all this?
Yeah, we don't have a single dashboard in which you can look at all of the upgrade offers that are being sold, although that is a good idea. So we'll take some of that product feedback. But what you can do is go in on a reservation by reservation basis and say, hey, I want to upgrade on this flight. It's important to me. Or in some cases, I have friends that are like, hey, you know, at $100 an hour, that's my threshold. If it goes below $100 an hour, I'll upgrade. And so you can go in on a reservation by reservation basis and then go and add in your upgrade offer alerts. And you can say, hey, again, flying JFK to LAX, maybe I'm willing to pay $600 for Delta One. Let me know when the airline sells that. And if they sell it, great, we'll send you an alert. If they never end up selling it, if it's only a $1,000 upgrade and it never ends up triggering, nothing really happens, but we've tracked the price and made sure that, you know, you got the best offer available, and so you didn't miss out on any of the good offers.
Hey everyone, quick break from the episode. If you're enjoying the show, make sure you're subscribed on whatever platform you're listening on so you never miss an episode. And if you've gotten any value so far, it would mean the world if you left a quick rating or review. It helps more people discover the show and keeps us motivated to keep creating great content. Also, if you're feeling stuck or want help with points and miles, whether it's picking your first card, planning a big redemption, or even having someone book it all for you, we've got you covered. There's a link in the show notes to schedule a free points and miles consultation. Just fill out a quick questionnaire tell us your goals, and we'll take it from there. And don't forget, our newsletter and private Facebook group are great ways to stay on top of breaking news, updated card offers, and tips that don't always make it into the podcast. You'll find those links in the show notes as well. Now, back to the episode. Okay, Sam, so I have a great understanding, I think, of autopilot and how it works and the value, especially for repricing in Google Flights. But this is a points and miles focused podcast, and you're in the points and miles space. So I've got to ask now, how does this work when we're talking points and repricing flights that were booked with points?
Great question. Autopilot works on reservations that were also booked with points and miles, and we offer that as a feature on our pro tier. So customer comes to us and they say, hey, I've got these award reservations. I want to track them for lower fares. Autopilot will take them in, and then, you know, you can upgrade to our pro tier. Once you're on our pro tier, which is priced at $9.99 a month or $99 for the year, you have the ability to track award reservations. And if the price for that award ticket goes down by more than 1,000 points at any point between now and departure, we will send you an email alert that tells you how to claim the lower fare with very detailed instructions. Most people can get that done within 3 minutes, and you are on your way saving points, miles, and being able to repurpose those for future travel.
Now, does a 25% kick in, or you're just getting the value? You're paying this monthly fee, so you're not charging like, okay, we've saved you 10,000 points and we're going to charge you a penny per point or anything like that. How does that work?
Yeah, great question. When you're on our pro plan for award tickets specifically, there is no additional fee when we send that alert. We can't actually do the transaction on points and miles reservations. There's just a structural inhibitor there for us. However, we can send you an alert, and we don't charge anything for that alert outside of the monthly subscription fee that you've paid us. But we don't charge 25% for award tickets on the pro plan.
I mean, Sam, I'm blown away by this, because this is, yes, there's a cost, but this is just making my life so much easier, and I haven't even signed up yet. So with all that happening, is it the same airlines that you are able to track, or does with points, by chance, does it extend out to, I don't know, the Lufthansas and the KLMs of the world, other airlines?
Yeah, that's a great question. The real kind of key unlock that enables autopilot to happen, and I think you touched on this a little bit at the beginning, is the elimination of change fees, which happened during COVID, but have since announced that they are permanent and here to stay in the US market. And what that allows us to do is that allows us to, when the price drops, essentially make a reticketing change to the lower fare at zero cost, $0 change fee, which enables all of this. And so as we think about how that applies to US airlines, foreign airlines, unfortunately, as of now, and every day we hope this changes, and every day it does actually get a little bit closer, but the foreign airlines, most of them have change fees associated with it. So, for example, if you booked a Air Canada award ticket using Aeroplan miles and you wanted to cancel it, yeah, of course, sometimes there are the flexible fares or whatnot. But oftentimes, if you needed to essentially change to get a lower fare, and of course, that also really only happens on Air Canada Metal because it's dynamically priced. If that did happen, if there was a lower fare that came up, you would have to pay a change fee. Whereas with the US airlines, you would not have to pay a change fee to change or cancel a flight. And again, that's for the vast majority of reservations that these airlines have. However, that is why we can't currently support the foreign airline programs. However, it is worth mentioning that if you book, for example, a Lufthansa flight, a Lufthansa operated flight through their US partner, United in this example, we would be able to reprice it and or track it for savings if it were an award ticket.
Got it, got it. I think that was a great explanation, Sam, of how the nuances of what helps drive the ship here. So what I'm hearing is in the future, if these other foreign airlines start removing change fees, that's going to create more opportunity for Autopilot to service its members for all these other flights, if I'm understanding that correctly.
100%.
Perfect. Love that. Now, we focused on airlines, but I'm really curious, what's next? Because obviously, especially with what you just mentioned about the cost of repricing, I know that you can pretty much rebook almost any hotel, I'm pretty positive, for not having to pay a fee. So is that in the hopper? Is that coming soon?
Yeah, hotels have been something that has been on our mind really since a month or two after we started, after we saw the opportunity here and really saw customers using the product and loving the product. We have spent nearly 6 months in full beta with our supported hotel brands, just working out all of the kinks in the product there. Of course, hotels are a little bit different than flights and just the way they operate and, you know, how the, you know, the cancellation deadlines work and flexible rates versus non-flexible rates. So we spent a lot of time making sure that this product is ready to launch. And we are here about 6 months later. And by the time this airs, hotels should be fully supported for autopilot. So you can go in, you can track your flexible hotel rates. If the price drops on that flexible hotel rate, that is a cancel and rebook. There's a little intricacy there I can get into in a moment. But if the price drops on a flexible rate by more than $5, we cancel and rebook at the lower rate. And then that essentially, instead of with the airlines kind of them having to issue some sort of refund, that is essentially a dollar for dollar reduction in the amount that you need to pay at check-in. So on a flexible rate, typically you give a guarantee. When you check in, they ask for a card, they charge that card for the nightly rate and all incidentals. And then what Autopilot is doing is essentially locking in that lower rate for you. So when you go to check in for that reservation, you're essentially just charged a lower amount. And we do that all without changing, for example, the cancellation policy, the room type, the hotel type, various things like that.
Is that similar with the airlines where it has to be booked direct with the hotel, where you can't use a Amex Fine Hotel and Resort as an example, or Chase the Edit booking? I'm assuming, right, because of those nuanced programs, this has to be direct to the hotel, direct to a Hilton, Hyatt, Marriott, something along those lines.
Yeah, we know that the hotel market is a little bit more fragmented than the airline market, meaning more people book, call it their own way, with various online travel agencies like Kayak, Expedia, Amex Travel, Chase Travel, things like that. We are looking into how we can provide support for them, but right now at launch, we will support direct bookings with Marriott, IHG, and Hyatt, with Hilton coming soon.
Oh, very nice. Okay. And is it the same 25% fee for this, or is this included in the monthly or the pro version or anything like that?
Yep. Same 25% fee.
Awesome. I love that. So hotels, by the time this goes live, should be available as well. Is there anything else that you can think of within the pro plan specifically that's really enticing or valuable outside of what you just mentioned around the booking or the repricing with points? Any other value that outside of the repricing, you'd say, hey, being a pro member gets you X, Y, or Z, anything else attractive about it that makes someone want to consider, okay, because maybe I'm not flying a ton or using a lot of American Airlines or United Miles for domestic booking. All my stuff is getting transferred to KLM and Aeroplan and all these other places, but where they still might want to stay in the pro plan or look into the pro plan.
Yeah, that's a great question. We've touched on a lot of things that are in the pro plan, and I will kind of lay out the exact inclusions in the pro plan. First, it's worth mentioning that wherever possible, we love to price our products with kind of that value-based pricing. We love aligning our incentives with our customers, because at the end of the day, that's how we're incented to do great work and we're incented to find you savings. At the same time, structurally, there are a few things or a few places where we can't do that. And so that's where we've kind of included some of these other post-booking optimization products in the pro plan. So for starters, if you're a pro member, instead of getting charged 25% when we find you savings, we charge 15% as long as you are one of the travelers on the reservation, meaning, you know, if you are a travel manager and you have, you know, whatever, 50 reservations for an entire company, if you're on the reservation, we'll honor the 15%. All others are charged at 25%. We also do award ticket tracking on the pro plan. And then the upgrade offer alerts are also a great feature on the pro plan, but all customers have the ability to kind of have that automatic upgrade product on the kind of pay as you go plan, at which point we essentially charge the airline's upgrade price plus 25%, capped at the amount that you set. And so if the airline is selling the upgrade for $100, your bid was $500, we will essentially charge you $125, which is the $100 to the airline, 25% service fee for autopilot, and then, you know, you've saved that delta. However, if the airline is charging 500, your bid is 500, we charge you 500, all of that goes to the airline, and we don't make anything on that. But that's kind of how our pay-as-you-go upgrade offer alerts product works.
Okay, I think that's fantastic. I love the breakdown and just getting nuances on some of the things that we covered is actually on the pro side versus the standard side, and the fact that you actually tier down that 25% pay, I think that's huge. Because, I mean, if you save someone $100, right, to go from 15 versus 25, that's the cost of your membership for the month right there just for one flight. So, I mean, the math just can math, really, if that makes sense. I do want to get into some real-world cases and just understanding, like, what have people been saving? Like, what are some really cool things that you've seen being done, or who is this not for also? So I want to get to that in just a second. But before we do, a question that just kind of popped into mind, and I think through, like, when I buy a flight, I almost always exclusively use my Chase Sapphire Reserve for the best-in-class travel insurance protections. Is there any risk that by using autopilot, the repricing, the whatever it may be, is there any risk that I lose that because of how things get repriced, the flight credit, whatever it may be that's happening in the back end without getting too much technical? Is there any chance that I'm now losing that, okay, this flight was bought with this best-in-class travel insurance?
We've seen no evidence of that, no.
Straight and succinct. I love it. To the point. Love it. Awesome. Well, perfect, Sam. Let's talk through real-world cases here. What's one of the biggest, like, savings you guys have found in your members? I'm sure you have the data points, low, the highs, the averages, mean, median, mode, whatever we learned in high school, right? What's some of the, like, biggest savings that you're actually seeing some of your customers getting?
Yeah, I mean, what I think is more compelling than any single number is actually the consistency. And so savings happen across thousands of bookings, domestic, international, hotels. It, at this point, has become a system that just works incredibly reliably. And as we often see with various macroeconomic things, airline prices can go up or down over a long period of time. However, we're really excited about the consistency that we see with our customer base, which is people add one reservation, they save money, and then they add in all of their other reservations. And what's frustrating for us as a company is trying to figure out how we just get all those reservations from the get-go, because we know that we would save, you know, on more than one of those reservations for that customer, but if they only add one, we only really have the ability to save them on one. And so it takes that magic moment for them to continue to add more reservations. However, you know, again, we're really excited about the consistency that we've seen across our entire portfolio of tracked reservations.
I absolutely love that. Any surprising ways that you're finding people are using this that have really gone beyond the scope of what you kind of initially envisioned or at launch? I know, obviously, you've added more features over the 2 years. I mean, maybe some of these are because of the use case scenarios you're getting back, but any unique or interesting ways you're finding people are actually getting a lot of extra value out of this that you weren't anticipating originally?
Yeah, I mean, look, we have seen through the data, and I will just speak from my experience, because having autopilot has completely changed the way that I book my own travel. And I know that this is the case looking at the data for a lot of our customers, which is often now when I know that I'm going to take a trip or even think that I might take a trip, but I don't know for sure, I will just book the reservation immediately when I have this inkling that the trip may or may not happen. And then I let autopilot save the money later. If I don't take it, I will cancel the reservation. Sometimes if I think it's a high risk, I'll just book a refundable. Autopilot will get me money back if the price drops. If it doesn't matter. But kind of the core concept that this has driven is enabling people to book earlier and save later. And so my message to you is, if you have any trips coming up, I mean, who knows when this comes out, where kind of airfare and oil markets will be. But we've seen a record number of bookings over the past 2 weeks, with even the increase in airfare, given all of the things going on with oil in the world. And we're seeing people booking now and knowing that if the price drops later, they will save money with autopilot. And so that's kind of one interesting use case that, you know, even speaking for myself, I've noticed myself doing, which is just booking earlier and letting autopilot save later.
Sam, this has been fantastic. I love getting this overview and this explanation of everything. Last couple of questions for you, which really is around the ideal user and who it likely doesn't make sense for. And I think the ideal user is pretty succinctly the person that's just traveling and flying all the time. But is there a person where you're like, hey, this probably doesn't really make sense for you at this stage or this era of life?
That's a great question. We have customers who span frequent travelers who are traveling multiple times a week and families that travel once or twice a year. And across the spectrum, we are able to save all of our customers money, so long as, you know, of course, you know, if they book day of, it's generally a little hard for us to do that. But, you know, as long as they're booking a reasonable time frame out, we feel pretty good that we can save anybody from a frequent traveler to maybe an infrequent family traveler money. The one person who I'd say this is not for is somebody who is that do-it-yourself person. That's okay. You know, there are plenty of people out there who want to track the prices themselves, that love doing this themselves. You should feel free to do that. But we're looking for customers who might not even know repricing is a thing. You know, if they do know, maybe they don't think it's worth their time to continue to track and are willing to pay a service like Autopilot a small fee to essentially have it done for them.
Sam, this has been absolutely incredible. I think you've really created something that is truly unique in the travel space, not just the points and miles space specifically, but really the travel space. So while I know it's probably a little bit of a bummer to pivot from the search engine for points design and probably put some thought and time and effort into it, I think you've really created something really amazing that I've had a lot of flights lined up already for the year that are cash-based, not just points and miles, that I'm excited to go ahead and hop on Autopilot and give it a go and give it a run for its money, as I would say. But I really love the time we're able to have to spend today to go and talk through this. So Sam, where can the listeners learn more about Autopilot, maybe connect with you as well? I'm sure you're going to talk through the updates as they come out. If they want to connect with Autopilot and is it an app, all these different things, where can they find it?
Yeah. So Autopilot, you can find us at withautopilot.com. We also very recently launched an iOS app. So if you search Autopilot Travel in the iOS App Store, we should be the first result to come up. We'll get a link set up, DeAndre, for your listeners. So if you use DeAndre's link, you can get set up, start saving money on all of your travel from flights, hotels, with more coming soon. And yeah, once again, withautopilot.com.
Awesome, Sam. We'll get that link set up and in the show notes. I know our promo code is typically always boldly go, but we'll make sure to get that finalized with the input in the show notes. Sam, I love this episode today. I have had a bunch of different app travel creators on the show over the years, and I really found this super engaging, super unique, very interesting, and I just kept having more and more questions, and I loved each and every one of the answers that you had. Before we wrap this up, there are two questions I always like to ask, and the first one is, who else should we have on the show next that you think could bring some value to our listeners?
Oh, that's a great question. I think that Zach Griff would be a phenomenal podcast guest for you. Zach has previously worked at The Points Guy. Zach is an advisor to us at Autopilot. He has a ton of experience in the space, not just on the, you know, the booking side, but also on kind of the airline and product side. Like, you know, he was just at the United event with the new airplanes. And so he's really, really smart and has a lot of insights around, you know, a lot of the airline products that are coming out. So I think he would be a great podcast guest for your listeners.
Yeah, I saw on his Instagram, he was there as they unveiled that row that turns into a bed and all the things. So I know he is on top of it when it comes to travel and points and miles. So we will work to get him on the show. Last question for you here, Sam. Any final thoughts at all before we wrap up? Anything else you think the listeners would love to hear? Any other value? Any last notes before we wrap this one up?
Yeah, I mean, the last thing I'll say is that if you don't use Autopilot, the person sitting next to you on the plane almost positively got a better deal than you. And if you use Autopilot, you will get the best deal between the time you book and the time the plane takes off, pretty much guaranteed. So there is almost no downside to using Autopilot. So please sign up, add your reservations, and get started with saving.
I think there's no better way to end that. Sam, this was absolutely fantastic. I'm looking forward to getting a chance to connecting all of our listeners with that link, but also more importantly, using it for myself, because I see so much immense value in what you've created today. And so thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. For listeners out there, if you enjoyed this episode today, be sure to follow us on the social media channels, sign up for our newsletter, our private Facebook group, especially if you want to get access to our WhatsApp community chat, our private chat. You can find that through our Facebook group or by signing up for our newsletter. Make sure to connect with Sam and specifically Autopilot as well. We'll have the link to that in the show notes. And I'm sure that's something that I'm going to be talking about a lot more because, as you all know, when I find an app that I just love or a tool in the travel and points and miles space, I can't stop talking about it. And there's a bunch that I love, and I think I might need to add a new one to my list of top favorite tools for travel and points and miles. Sam, thank you again so much. And for listeners out there, don't forget to like, subscribe, tell your friends, and we will catch you on the next episode. Take care.
Thanks for tuning in to the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast, brought to you by Boldly Go. Hit that follow button so you don't miss out on new episodes. For deeper insights and to level up your travel game with our strategies, make sure to follow us on our social media platforms and sign up for our newsletter to stay in the loop. Head over to www.boldlygo.world to learn more. As DeAndre is not operating through this podcast as a fiduciary and/or financial advisor, this should not be considered personal financial advice. The information covered and posted has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The strategies and results referenced on this site, while proven, are not guaranteed. While most who apply the principles referenced will achieve similar results, you may not yourself. Your results will vary and depend on many factors that may be in or out of your control, but include factors such as your credit score, financial status, business experience, etc. It is your responsibility to consume and implement these recommendations at your own risk. We cannot be held responsible for any failure to do so.
The New York Times named the Frommer's Travel Podcast one of the 13 best for travel. Why did they like it? Well, they said, and I quote, "With charisma and candor, Pauline Frommer discusses the charms and ongoing transformations of places near and far, whether on the islands of Hawaii or on safari in Tanzania." Pretty nice, huh? We post new podcasts weekly, talking about travel from every angle. I hope you'll tune in.
Hey guys, Aaron Miller here from Armchair Explorer, and I just wanted to let you know that our new series is out now. We've got kite skiing across Antarctica, Aboriginal storytellers, and the craziest whitewater race in the world. We're going on a bucket list hike across Italy. We're going to the fjords of Norway in search of the Northern Lights and lots, lots more. Our goal is to take you on the trip of a lifetime every single week. You can find Armchair Explorer on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening right now, and at VoyeEscape.com.